Good morning. With us on a Friday, our political observer, Alan Chartok, and taking a nice deep sip of coffee.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know. I mean, all of the studies are saying, maybe good, maybe bad. Nobody has quite figured it out yet.
I thought we were on the good side again.
But as Roselle, my wonderful wife, and Aristotle both put it, everything in moderation.
Yes, everything in moderation, although it's harder on a Friday to do that.
No, although Friday is a very exciting thing. You sleep in, maybe you'll sleep in a little on Saturday and Sunday. Murray jumps up on the bed and licks you in the face. You feel good. That's the way it is.
And we're right back here in the dink and the dank on a Monday morning.
Dink and the dank.
Let's get through the Friday first with source. Hillary Clinton will announce her 2016 campaign this weekend.
Do you think? I mean, it's coming. We know that it's coming. It's going to happen. Once the rumors of illness and everything else have been dissipated, it's been building up. You got to get in sooner rather than later, because if you don't get in now, there's a door open to some other Democrats who might smell something here. I'm reading the excellent biography of Andrew Cuomo. It's unbelievably scary and very good. But he does not poll well around the United States. But, you know, he's thought to be considering this, and although he denies it, everybody denies it. So, and O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland. So you announce, and that tells the donors, you know, save your big money for Hillary.
Also seen this sort of grassroots push for Elizabeth Warren.
Well, you know, there's always that. Look, the left in this country has an absolute right to say more and more we're seeing Democrats like Cuomo as Republicrats and getting very frustrated. That's why Zephyr Teachout, for example, did so well in a primary against Andrew Cuomo with no money against all those millions. There is this huge separation between the 1% sitting at the top and those at the bottom who have less and who are getting less, and the separation is getting greater. So when you get a candidate like Elizabeth Warren, who really does seem to fight for the 99%, she becomes very attractive. And even if she keeps saying no, and I believe she will continue to say no, even if she says no, you get a sense that she is just a symbol, a beacon for all those people who feel that they're getting screwed.
Let's hop on over to the Republican presidential contender side, and a headline in the Times: expected presidential bid puts Marco Rubio at odds with his mentor Jeb Bush.
Well, yeah, you know, everybody's in. Marco Rubio's apparently in, and Jeb Bush is in. Let me tell you, the thing about politics, and if you read this Cuomo book, The Contender, you see it. Alliances change based on political convenience at a time. Mayor de Blasio saved Cuomo's rear. But Cuomo, after the big money goes out and he tries to get the big donors, and you can see the way he does it, the ones who are standing behind charter schools and other things. So then de Blasio goes to the bottom of the heap, despite the fact that Cuomo was going to have a lot of trouble if de Blasio didn't save him at the Working Party's convention, which he did.